Hi, Cynthia. Thank you so much.
And Nancy Derringer is with us in the studio. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
So, Karen, I'd like to start with you. Just what pushed you to put out that piece saying Detroiters pay the price for their lack of diligence?
Well, I think it was the kind of uproar that people were expressing in terms of Kevin Orr being appointed and council not being diligent or responsive enough. And when you kind of look around, I'm wondering, like, where have all these people been along and throughout the process? Certainly there's a core group of people here in the city that work very hard to engage voters. But, you know, it's a process beyond going to the voting booth. You know, you have to remain informed, you have to remain engaged, and you have to hold your elected officials accountable. So it's not just when things start to slip away that you step up to the microphone and start to express your opinion or outrage.
So you're saying it's like critics of emergency manager Kevin Orr are complaining that democracy has been stolen away. Your view is, hey, we gave it away.
Well, not necessarily gave it away. I think we let it slip away. And it's not just about Kevin Orr. I mean, certainly I do think that there are some issues at the state level that, you know, but I think we made it convenient for them to do what they've done. And, you know, it's about council. It's about, you know, every elected official. And this isn't just, I don't think, unique to Detroit. I mean, certainly people vote for name recognition, you know, popularity. And at the end of the day, we end up with a less than maybe qualified, you know, representation.
And Nancy Derringer, you're like, amen, amen.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, what she just said is absolutely true. And that's one of the things that is coming up with this Vote Detroit group, which is an arm of Publius, which is a voter education organization run by Vince Keenan. And that's the first thing that they talk about when this issue comes up is you really can't say that, you know, we've had our democracy taken away from us when so many people who live in Detroit, and particularly these younger newcomers, are sitting every election out because of financial reasons. And we got into that in an early article in Bridge, which is, you know, the major one is auto insurance.
Yeah, talk about that.
Yeah. If you live in the city of Detroit and register to vote there, sooner, because it's tied via motor voters, sooner or later your auto insurer is going to discover where you're living. And the fact remains that people who live within the city limits in Detroit can pay double, sometimes triple, what you would pay on the other side of 8 Mile Road. And that's just, you know, a lot of people find that, and we're talking thousands of dollars here. So a lot of people find that to be just a problem they don't need to have.
And it's robbing the city then of energetic young voters who would have something to contribute if they felt safe in doing so.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, 2013 is going to be a pivotal year for the city because of the new city charter will allow the city council to be elected by district for the first time in nearly a century. So there's a lot of good reasons to become an active, involved, voting citizen of Detroit. And that's what this Vote Detroit group is all about.
And I think that that's good, but we still have what I call legacy residents here that also need to be engaged. You know, and a lot of the issues that contribute to high insurance rate here in the city are contributed or created by people that don't live here. I mean, you have to remember a lot of crimes take place, and then the body or the car is dumped here, and Detroit gets saddlebagged with being a cesspool of crime, and we pay the rates for doing so. Now, that's not to say that we don't statistically have higher crime because of the high number of people here in the city, but that's something that also kind of it's a burden that we bear here in the city. So there's some people that are still here that need to be engaged in terms of the voting process. Just doing so for the newcomers is probably going to create an imbalance that we probably don't want to see down the road.
Yeah. More them and us.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Karen. I mean, this is not just about new young people.
So what does it take then to engage, especially, Karen, as you call them, the legacy voters? What's keeping them home, and what is it going to take to engage these voters?
Well, that's a good question, and I certainly wish I had the answer. Mm-hmm. I would like to think that the turn of events of late will serve as a reawakening, again, not just to vote, but to be engaged, actively engaged, and move beyond just election day. I'm not really sure. I know a lot of Detroiters are tired. Some of them feel hopeless because they've repeatedly had high expectations and been disappointed. So I'm not really sure. I'm hoping that, you know, we do have an emergency manager here, whether whoever wanted him here or not, but I'm hoping that if, in fact, the citizens can start to see some progress that they can hang their hats on, that maybe their confidence will be restored in the process.
That's a good point. You know, sometimes you have to kind of hit bottom before you can, mm-hmm. you know, before that is reawakened in a voting population.
I'm speaking with Karen Dumas and Nancy Derringer, both of whom had pieces in recent editions of Bridge Magazine looking at voting and what happens if people don't stay diligent and involved with their government and perhaps pay a price in that way. And also Nancy's piece looked at a group called Vote Detroit, trying to make voting cool again in Detroit. And one of the things that you were told as you researched this piece that I thought was interesting, Nancy, is you can't be scoldy. You can't be schoolmarmish and try to shame people into voting, because that's just going to keep them home, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, it's you walk a very thin line there between telling people what Karen just brought up, which is, you know, one of the reasons that auto insurance is so high in the city is because people have not been engaged, and people have not been pushing back against this sort of thing. They just sidestep it by having their registration outside the city. And also, you know, it's almost like a civics lesson, but a civics lesson that kind of, you know, in their words, tries to make voting a little cooler than perhaps mm-hmm. you might think. So, you know, the idea is you really cannot complain about conditions in the city if you are not participating in its civic life. One of the, I think Allison Krieger said, you know, we could all be at a reception at the MOCAD, you know, some super cool thing in downtown Detroit. And, you know, somebody clutches their chest and keels over. We would expect 911 to be there in a very brief interval. But if we haven't been supporting the city through not just, you know, our voting, but also living there and paying mm-hmm. taxes and so forth, we really can't complain about that.
There should be engagement on an ongoing and regular basis. But, you know, I'm also thinking, too, that at some point, you know, residents will give, especially with the charter and the new election coming forth, that we can start to see some diversity in terms of representation. The complexion of our city is changing. You know, we have younger residents moving in. They're not all African-American, as the city is traditionally looked upon as. You know, we have a strong Middle Eastern presence here, as well as a Hispanic population. I'd like to see some of that representation, at least on our council. You know, we've got a couple crazy districts that I don't know how that's going to emerge. But, you know, I think that would also kind of create a feeling of inclusion and kind of get people to rally behind the things that affect and impact all of us.
Boy, wouldn't that be great if that actually happened?
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice.
Yes.
I mean, it should be, you know. I mean, I'd like to see some business acumen on the council. You know, I'd like to see somebody that brings something to the table, a degree of professionalism in another area outside of just earlier elected office.
You know, one of the things that came up over and over when I was doing my original reporting on this was people saying, well, you know, you really can't blame young people for not wanting to register in the city because, you know, they move often and they don't own property and they're this and they're that. And it's like, you know, we don't call it the we don't restrict voting to property owners. You know, we call it the right to vote. And it's really a responsibility as well. But it's not something that you do after you've settled down and are worried about schools and become more mm-hmm. of what we call a stakeholder. I mean, it's really something that everybody who is over 18 should be doing and should be doing with knowledge and education before they walk into the voting booth.
And it does exist. I actually, when Mike Duggan first started having those coffee meetings at homes, I went to one of the first ones because I just wanted to see who came and what was it like. I was completely blown away, impressed by the packed house of energetic young Detroiters. And as you say, Karen, the complexion is different. There were Latino, there were Arabic, there were African American, and there were white, and they were all there and they cared.
Yeah.
So
at the end of the day, we all want the same things. You know, I mean, I pay exorbitant insurance rates. I had to send my kids to private school. I mean, I don't have a street light on my block, but I'm in one of the neighborhoods that's looked upon as one of the better neighborhoods in the city. But we all want the same things. And I think that at some point, and some person will be able to, you know, initiate that conversation that we can all participate in.
Well, we will be watching that. In meantime, Vote Detroit is out there trying to make it cool to vote and just trying to – they're not looking for big numbers, are they? They're planting seeds?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where – well, first of all, it's not really going to be very measurable.
Right.
And, you know, the city has no shortage of registered voters. The problem is because we're still seeing, you know, population exodus, and there's no easy way to – if people don't formally resign – or you know, change your registration, it's, mm-hmm. it's difficult to track how many of those are what they call inactive. But at the same time, you know, they say it's as much an awareness campaign as anything else. And they want to, like you said, not shame, but motivate.
And actually, I have no doubt we could take this conversation and expand it beyond Detroit border to Michigan at large, as far as just firing up that sense of urgency and that sense of privilege of voting.
Yeah, I think so. Because so many of us drive in Michigan, I was told by Vince Keenan that we generally do have a pretty high voter registration mm-hmm. rate. But voter registration should not be confused with voter participation. And they're two different things. And that's what we want to see is not just registration, but also participation. Going out there, doing your research, and casting the most well-informed vote that you can.
And Karen, and the price for not doing that, in your view?
The price for not doing that is ending up with something that you don't want, whether it's a lack of city services, whether it's misplaced or uncommitted representation, or even in the opinion of some, the lack of your voice being heard or respected.
Karen Dumas, former chief of communications for Detroit Mayor Dave Bing and a PR communications strategist. Her firm is called Images and Ideas Incorporated. Karen joined us from Detroit. And veteran reporter and Bridge staff writer Nancy Derringer joined us in the studio. Thank you so much to both of you. It was really a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah. Always, Cynthia. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks for having me.